Antonio Sanchez is one of the most accomplished and in-demand drummers around, and right now he is hot. Jazz heads like me have known him for years, but he reached a much wider audience with his amazing score for the film Birdman.
Forget about her. He stole your front page. He's stealing your show. He thinks you're a joke. Now 2 million people agree with him. Maybe you are, Regan. Maybe that's what you are. A joke.
Now Antonio Sanchez has 2 new records, including one coming out on Tuesday he calls his musical novel. But let's start with Birdman. This was Sanchez's first opportunity to score a film, but his family has been in movies for a while, starting with his grandfather, Ignacio Lopez Tarso.
I would say he's like the Sir Lawrence Olivier of Mexico. He's 90, he's still doing it, and he's actually doing a show right now. He's doing 6 shows a week and then doing TV during the day. And like I said, he's 90, so that's pretty unbelievable. And my mother, she was a film critic for a long time, film writer. So yeah, I mean, there's a strong connection to the film world in general.
So what was your reaction when you were approached to compose the music for Birdman?
A little bit of horror.
Why horror?
Well, because I just didn't. I mean, in the beginning, it was elation, of course. You know, I got the call from Alejandro González Iñárritu out of nowhere. And he said, literally, Antonio, I'm working on my next film, and it's going to be a dark comedy. And I think drums would be great, you know, if it was just a drum for the whole soundtrack. And I said, sounds great. And then he said, well, are you in? Do you want to do it? I'm like, yes, of course. Okay, I'll send you the script. All right, bye-bye. You know, so after that, I was like, man, this is amazing. And then the reality sunk in, like, okay, how am I going to do this? You know, because there's not that many points of reference for me to check out. It seemed like a daunting task to do a whole film score with just drums. But I trusted that he knew what he wanted to do enough so that he could guide me in the process. And he definitely did.
Now, do I understand correctly that your first attempt at the score didn't work quite right?
Well, I mean, he just asked me to send him some demos, and my first instinct was to send him rhythmic motifs or themes for each one of the main characters. So every time you saw Michael Keaton on screen, then you would hear a certain beat. And then he got back to me like in a couple of days and he said, man, these demos are great. Thank you so much. But they're exactly the opposite of what I'm looking for. I'm like, okay, so what are you looking for? He said, no, I just want something very organic, very jazzy, very spur of the moment, almost improvised, you know. And when he said that, then I completely relaxed because I thought, well, this is perfect because that's my area of expertise.
And I should tell people before we move on that they might recall seeing a drummer a couple of times in the film, but that is not you when the camera kind of pans across.
That is not me. I was on tour, actually, when they shot those scenes. So I recommended my friend Nate Smith, who's a great drummer, and he did those scenes. But the interesting thing is that he did those scenes before I did the last session. So when the time came to do those scenes, I had to actually play what he was playing exactly for those 2 seconds that you see him. So that was one of the most challenging parts of the whole thing, actually.
Because everything that built up to that and everything that came out of that had to match.
Exactly.
Popularity is this bloody little cousin of prestige, my friend.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. So.
It means my reputation is riding on this, and that's worth a lot.
The album that's coming out this week with your band, this album called The Meridian Suite, what does that mean, the Meridian? What line are you tracing on this record?
Well, it has an interesting backstory because I was on tour with Pat Metheny 2 years ago.
So the fantastic guitarist, you worked with him quite a bit.
Yes. So I was on tour with him, and we were in Meridian, Mississippi, and I always bring a little keyboard with me so that I can write on the road. And I remember I came up with this thing that I liked.
Thank you.
and I saved it as Meridian, just to remember. And then, you know, I started doing a little bit of research of what meridians are, the imaginary lines that, you know, cross the globe and the celestial sphere and our bodies and minds when it comes to chakras and channels of energy and all these things. And I started writing this thing that started getting longer and longer and longer. And I said, I either stop now or I keep going. I cannot have like a, you know, 25-minute long tune and then have little tunes afterwards, you know, short tunes. It just didn't seem, you know, appropriate conceptually. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that instead of writing short stories that you normally write for a record of 8 tunes, I was writing kind of a novel, you know, where I could develop my characters in a more sophisticated way. And it started allowing me to do things that I would have never done. So, for example, there's a section in the suite that is like a completely, you know, crazy fusion thing with really, really big drum sound. And then there's this other section, for example, that is a very sweet jazz waltz. So if I would have put those two tracks as separate tracks, just sound-wise, it would have been so disparate that, at least to my ears, it would have made no sense. And probably conceptually, it wouldn't have made any sense to me either. But the fact that it's one long narrative that gets there organically, then it allowed me to do those kinds of things, which was a lot of fun. So I think this record sums me up better than any other record I've done.
That's Antonio Sanchez, drummer, bandleader, and composer. He created the music for the film Birdman, and he has two new albums. 3x3 is out right now, which we didn't even talk about. That's Antonio with three different trios. He's the drummer in all of them, a collection of fantastic musicians. And the Meridian Suite comes out on Tuesday. Antonio, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. It was a pleasure.